Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele kwi app okanye utyelele uradiopulpit.co.za.
All right, we're taking your calls 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly there. And of course, we are talking about the very aspect of hypocrisy, what hypocrisy is even all about. We need to hear from you as to what you make of it. And of course, what comes to mind with regards to this. We have seen in many instances than one, that the word mentions hypocrisy in the massive ways, you know, and shows us how it goes about. And to a great extent, this in itself has become a bit of a problem, you know, because to some extent it is going unnoticed. Somehow we have been assimilated into it being a reality of everyday happenings. To such an extent that we don't talk about it anymore. And we don't see the devastating effects of this thing. The word is speaking with regards to this also. You know, Psalm 51, verses 16, "For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offerings." You know, these are the things people think, Uguti, they can make amends and atonements, you know, towards the Father about him forgiving conditions of life which are not acceptable. But the Father wants a life lived according to Galatians 2:20. And we tend to even overlook that. It's not even spoken of. Those who bring much more money in the churches are not even warned. If they go off rail, they're not told anything because one is afraid that they won't be getting a salary this month. If you are talking about those businessmen who are using unfair scales, unjust scales, contradicting the word in their business practice, and those who rob their own clients or their own employees, stealing money from their own employees, but coming to the church and saying, "Oh, the Father has given me money for tithe." Those who do bad business, you know, out there harming people, and they come and say, "No, pray for us. We've even brought money for offering into the church." We take these. But even when the Holy Spirit wants us, we tend to even overlook that. It's a sad experience indeed. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Mayaki, I used to play this song as a boy. And it was already more than 20 years old when I was playing it, I think. Yeah, Brooke Benton, yes. Oh, happy day.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of life.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Beautiful song indeed. And of course, send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, a message from Dingane. Say, "Hey, evening, holy children of God. The issue of hypocrisy, it starts with the heart and follow the fruit of hypocrisy. Jesus said, with your mouth you say, 'Lord,' but your hearts are far from me." Help me say, I don't know if I'm one of the hypocrisy. I'm continuing with the business of my late mom, which is a shebeen. Please also, I need prayers if I'm out of the way. You should listen to a program that I will do. I think I will bring it up. I will bring it back again where we talk about drunkenness. You know, where we talk about drunkenness. I was reading a message from Tingane where I will be talking about drunkenness. There's so much that the father is saying with regards to that. And if we promote that in the nation, there is some aspect of sin that we are continuing with. And of course, if I may ask, Dingane, why did you feel you should continue with your late mom's business of running a shebeen? I want to know from you. Okay. But you basically do not have to answer if you feel uncomfortable and wait for the show. But I tell you, you know, the word is telling us quite succinctly that whosoever leads these little ones of mine to sin is good as tying a rock around their head and drowning. You know, we shouldn't cause and facilitate sin. And if sin is happening in that business, man, whatever it is, you know, and you profess holiness at the same time you run a business that promotes sinfulness, it's a bit of a problem. It's a bit of a problem. I hope you hear me quite well.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Sakubona ke mfundisi uRay, nomfundisi uMwahi, nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit.
Siyabonga.
Isihloko hypocrisy. Ukuzenzisa ke isho ukuthi the practice of claiming to have higher standards or more noble beliefs than.
All right, Babongan, I see it has stopped there. I will get back to you. Let me just fix that audio. Putwami!
Oh, I'm a brother, hey.
Kunjanina!
Hi, Skoneman, Siabong, I'm 42.
Siabong, welcome.
Kubuze muva ngegospel engaphuphi yona.
Oh, happy day. Yeah, man. You know, yeah. The album was called The Gospel Truth, and from there he was never allowed to do any gospel album. Because if you sell your soul, you can never do a gospel album. So you're told, look, you don't go that direction anymore. You go this direction. That is why then he did that. You know that album, Father Time, Mother Nature, Father Time, and also Lie to Me, you know, if you lie. It became so popular because they were pushing it. But this one, Gospel Truth, it was never pushed.
Hey.
Yeah, hypocrisy. Recurring.
So, very moody, second for two, Opera Baruki, make a million link of the church of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hypocrisy, Brother Ray. In the way to origin, there is a long way to. Monday to Friday, sikhuluma ukuthanda kwethu. Sikhuluma ama joke eze abolile. Then Saturday and Sunday, we are self-righteous. Screaming judgment. Hypocrisy today, brother, the tolerant pressure to live a hamba bonke, by a conza, Baba Nwele. And behind them, Lavan Bokosu, which is a coffee for King with Passazana, Ukununkula was in coaches. Labantu Bane Ito Bane Zondo, Labanta Passazuan, the very Kotabasung, which I have funny babble with the Labazaman. Not General Francis Ladies. Yeah, Nababu will cry for Gunjalo Muni, who's Pegelar and Muni's wounds in that time guy.
Yeah.
Any hypocrisy, brother Ray, he believes in Rabbi Namawala, Gomilomo, singashishi ukukhuluma noma yini yimilomo yethu.
Mhm.
Masingaxabanisi.
Yeah.
But uJesu washo ukuthi blessed are the peacemakers. We must be peacemakers. Kanye futhi siyashesha ukuthembisa sithi hayi lokho ngizokwenza kepha tholakale usibaleka ngoba ungalenzi iqiniso.
Mm.
Sikhohle ukuthi nasithembisa lokho sikwenza nakuNkulunkulu leso sithembisa.
Yeah.
uNkulunkulu akathokozi ngamanga.
Mm-mm.
Today hypocrisy sikhetha abantu esibatshela ngevangeli.
Mm.
Abanye laba abakhonza ama idols nezinto zabo bakumkhosi bahlala nabantu.
Eish.
Sibona evangeli lingabafanele. Asibatsheli ngoJesu Kristu ofela bonke abantu. UNkulunkulu asisize sesabe yena brother abantu balomhlaba.
Mm.
Singafani neKing Saul owazithola naye wayebulala abantu bangoma kodwa wazithola manje naye sekukhumula izicathulo lapho eya kube efuna isizwe.
Mm.
Nobunathi sinjalo sometimes. Izinto nazingenzi kahle kuzoba umkhulu wakho hayi ndoda nasiyazi man.
Kuba
umkhulu wakho bekhonza sengifundise efake ikholo kepha weya lezi zinto mfanani.
Nabafundisi banabantu babo.
Yes.
Hey.
Kodwa abatsheliwe nabantu ukuthi ningalilingi nithetha igama lami ngumbhishophi.
Mm, mm,
mm. Yeah. Thola umngomahleka kathi hayi wena wazini abakhulu kunawe labantu bayeza nalo wena ulahlekile nawo.
Bajika la, bageza la.
Bageza la.
Eish.
Benzani? Bafaka amakhopha ayeda abantu. Nabaya lapha.
Uyakubuza Copperhead ndoda yazi.
Yeah, abuza manje ndoda, hey wena ukufunani ngoba uyaziyo hothe. Athe ngifuna phela ngiziqine ngibe nesithunzi, ngikhuluma labantu. Yeah, ba bayithatha serious indaba yami. Nonke indaba kaJesu Christ.
Yakhe.
Yeah, ngiyabonga kakhulu mndwele to God the glory.
Blessings to you, may the Father Yahweh Elohim be glorified. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Hallelujah. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
I got it right, Babongani.
Sakubona ke mfundisi uRay, nomfundisi uMwahi nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit.
Hallelujah.
Isihloko hypocrisy.
Mm.
Ukuzenzisa ke ishukuthi the practice of claiming to have higher standards or more noble beliefs than is the case ilaba ke abazenza ngcwele ngcwele okungabantu ke abazenza ke ukuthi ke bona bangcono ke kunabanye abantu ibona ke abenza ke okuhle A hypocrite is a person who practices higher hypocrisy. What he says is not what they do. The behavior that contradicts what one claims to believe or feel. The opposite of what a person do or say at another time. Lana ke encwadini ke kaMateyu 23 uJesu ke lana ke ukhuza ke abazenzisi ke kuyo yonke ke le chapter ke kaMateyu 23 yabantu ke abaya ke emasontweni uthola ukuthi ke inhliziyo zabo azikho ke lapho into ke abayela ke lapho emasontweni ukuthi ke babonwe nama name take ke ukuthi ke babizwe ke njalo ukuthi ke bathi ke ngabefundisi ke bakhukhumale nokuhlala ke ezitulweni eziphambili nokugqoka ke ama uniform yikhona okubahambela phambili kodwa ke enhliziyweni kungekho ke izwi likaNkulunkulu bengakwazi ukulenza and futhi ke khona abanye abantu utholeke sishumayeleke ngothando kodwa ke uma singaphandle sigcweleke inzondo asixoleli ke nokuxolela bayasho ke nabantu ke bangaphandle bathi yo hayi abazalwane ebanenhliziyo ke ezimbi kungenxa ke yalabo bantu abathi ke mabe ngaphandle babe ke nonya sishumayele ngothando kodwa ke singakwazi ukuthi ke sisizane sishumayele ke ngabafelokazi kodwa ke singabanakekeli ke abafelokazi yikho ke lokhu kuba ke ngabazenzisi abaqamba imanga sishumayele ngothando kodwa ke thina ke ngokwethu ke singathandani the word is derived from the Greek term for actor, one who wears a mask. In other words, someone who pretend to be what he is not. Ikhona ke lokho and futhi sifunde ke encwadini ka Luka isahluko 18 verse 11 ithi the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust and adulterers, or even as this tax collector. Umuntu ke obona ububi babanye yena ke abengcono. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. Leyo ke ngincwadi ke kaJohane, uJohane oqala, 1 John chapter 2 verse 9. Isaiah 29 verse 13, it the Lord says, the people came near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship of me is make up only of rules taught by men. Imithetho ke emasontweni eshaywa ke ngabaholi yona ke abantu ke abayilandelayo. The word is derived from the Greek term for actor, one who wears a mask. In other words, someone who pretend to be what he is not. Uma ke usesontweni awuveza izinyo lomhlathi kube mnandi kodwa ke mawufika ekhaya awuyibhubesi ingane ke ziyakwesaba and futhi ke umuntu uhlukumeza ke nonkosikazi wakhe kodwa ke uma ke esebantwini uba muhle kakhulu. Angibonge ke uNkulunkulu ke anibusise ke egameni lika Jesu Christu oyinkosi nomsindisi wezimpilo zethu. Amen.
Ameni, siyabonga kakhulu. Babubongani inkosi ikubusise ngendlela eyisimanga.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Matlafala moyeng ka go theletsa lenana o la rena la hlala nathi la bobedi le la botlhano ka iri ya robedi thapama theletsa baruti ka mehuta huta ge baruta lentjula modimo go tiisetsa tshepo pelonyagago theletsa radio pulpit mo go 657 am go arega moyeng.
Tapelo ya mosiami e nonofile go dira tse digolo fa e le ya tloafalo. Ka kopo tswella go rapella Radio Pulpit le tiro e re dirang mo lefaseng la Afrika Borwa le kontle ga naga.
Welcome back, 657 Media Moave Radio Pulpit. And here's also a WhatsApp from Frank. Frank says, I've got a WhatsApp group for Christian youth, and they all pray in tongues. When I ask them if they know what they are saying when they are praying in tongues, they say they don't know. Please, which scripture can I show them that can make them see that they are only praying in gibberish language? Ish. Yeah. Hey, we mataba man. Mayaki. Yeah. Frank has a serious issue here. And sometimes, Frank, when you listen to them, you'll find that the very same pattern of tongues is similar. Then you know there's a big problem. There's a spirit involved. Yes, Mayaki?
Mayaki, the scripture is clear when Paul addresses that to say there must be an interpreter.
Absolutely, yes.
So, as he says, they are saying something that they don't know, they can't interpret, it shouldn't be said. If they are going against the scripture.
Mm.
So that is hypocrisy on its own. So it is correct, and that should be something that should be brought. And Ababalele verse A, it was said by Paul, I can't remember it from which group, but it was said by Paul regarding these languages that we speak. Also, I liked what Dr. Bongani said, and Butuami, Kukleba Wagam Zegezek.
They were.
Yeah. But Wagam Zegezek, but Wagam Totten Pen Copperhead, one who wears a mask.
Yeah.
A clear example, Zegezek. That's it. Yeah. So, there's so much that we find ourselves trapped. When the brother asked about the business,
yes.
What came to my mind as well, I remember the time of Corona, and there were vaccinations that had to take place.
Yeah.
And believers were caught between a rock and a hard place because some of believers, knowing that who is the giver of life, right?
Yeah.
They had to make a choice between their jobs and vaccination.
Mm.
And knowing that this vaccination does not give life, but it was said for no, it will save you and we got to go and choose vaccination. Forgetting who is the savior, who is the healer, who is the deliverer, who is the way of truth and life.
Mm.
So the system gets to test us and push us. And the vaccinations are coming again.
Mm.
So it's we go into our belief gets tested because it is when we get seen, are we really in this thing? Are we just talking fella komonati or truly we love him? We are willing to die like Bostefa.
Mm.
You know? Even no matter the cost. And it's part of taking the stake. When we say Rebata komonate, we need to be ready and to know what is it that we are saying. Instead of just saying it, but when it gets hard, then we run in places of darkness. We go and seek help there. That is hypocrisy.
Yeah, absolutely. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And we need to hear from you as to what is it that you make of this. Dingani comes back and says, thank you, sir, for a straightforward response, though it's not easy to let go of this. Says, God will help me. I don't want to pose any excuse. it is not relating. Dingane is talking about, the Shebin that he inherited from the late mom, continuing with the Shebin. And so it's not easy to let go. I'm reminded, Dingane, of the teachings about strongholds, things that start to become some form of idols in your life, to an extent that you can't do without them. They come in many forms, you know. That people have strongholds of medication, you know. For no reason, they would take a painkiller. There are those who have strongholds of jobs. They are married to their jobs, you know, to a great extent. You know, they worship their jobs. They worship their professions, their qualifications, their possessions. They worship all these things. And there are those also who worship their businesses. And to a greater extent, an awareness of the conversation of being part of worshipping a profession or a business is something that does not just, you know, pop up. But it's there. It's happening through and through. And that is a big problem that we see even these days. Send us your WhatsApps. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let us hear what you say on this matter. And, of course, also let us hear also what you say on the issue of hypocrisy, you know, what has been your journey in identifying this and overcoming this, what has been your journey like? All right, some song would do, just a song, the music of Marion Williams. This one was a gospel singer, without a doubt. This song was amazing. And then people started bashing me out and saying, no, you can't, this thing was written by Ringo Starr, what, no, I know Marion Williams.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
That is Marion Williams, man. Look, was playing this song, Mayari, as a 14 to 15 or 16 year old. This song was already, this song was in the 60s, man. It was in the 60s. I was playing it in the 80s. It was still good. It's still rhyming even now. Ebana. Then I never thought I would be a dad to my children. No, I never thought about it, you know. I was in the streets, man. I tell you. And there it is. Anyway, we are talking about hypocrisy, what hypocrisy is even all about. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp on the issue of hypocrisy. And let me see. Okay. I know there are people who send WhatsApps and someone says, hi, good evening, I just want to ask prayer for my son Antonio, 19 years old. God will help him, please. We pray. May the Father help him so much in the name of Yahusha, HaMashiach. And also, of course, there is another one. Let me see. There's another one that someone has sent. Somewhat, I lost it. Okay. Yeah, pray for my son, Kaleen. Is in the UK, so that we'll be able to make friends. All right. May the Father lead him to the right places, you know, places of worship, of honoring the Father.
And then there you'll find good friends in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
I lost you a bit, Mayach. I lost you a bit there. Yeah. Now, when you look into the word, you know, and I want to find out as to what is your view on this one. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 19. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but keeping the commandments of the Elohim is what matters. Rituals, in other words, you know, the keeping of these so-called Christian rituals is nothing. But the keeping of the commandments of the Most High is what matters. And it looks like we have taken it vice versa, Mayachi.
Actually, it's true, we've taken it vice versa in loving or the festivities, festivals than the word. And it's a struggle, some more too, and we need to pray so hard that Abba should help us, because when you look at this kind of even rituals, we are a people that grew from that culture as well, you know. And even your birthdays, there's so much of these things that are surrounding us, and whereby we don't look at the word, the importance of knowing the word, the importance of understanding the commandments. Because when we walk, the commandments become the foundation of us growing and to learning, to develop into getting to understand the Father, getting to understand His will. So it helps us to have morals. It helps us to have standards. It helps us to learn to uphold and to keep. So straight, but we tend to quickly rush onto things that we don't understand. Mm. And maybe, and in what you're saying, it could maybe be an answer for it. For instance, when you look at our WhatsApp groups, you find Kore, even there's an argument about calendar and all this, because we're looking at things that are at a higher standard. Meanwhile, the one that is important, that is the foundation, we are struggling guy on. How many of us can we say now, no, we are progressing when it comes to understanding His commandments, you know, we keep on falling and falling and falling and falling and falling. But then we want to know things that are way big, but yet something that is small, which is sarbala, you know. So, and when you need to start first eating porridge before you can eat meat because it's soft, you know. So that is what we need to learn. The scripture says, John 8:34, you are of the devil, and the desires of your father, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. So there's so much, the commandment teaches us the truth.
Yeah.
The commandment helps us, shapes us.
Yes.
You know, we become the light.
Mm.
So we start now to leave this deceit. We start to leave all these the dishonesty, the intolerance, you know, the inconsistency. It is what shapes us to be better people. And then once we can get to understand that foundation, then we can go for step two. But we want to jump for step five. Meanwhile, we have not mastered. Even if you were to can ask, you know, and say, okay, read the commandment. What is the first commandment, the second commandment? Mm. That's a simple 10 commandment. We would even struggle with that, you know. And we do, like, so there's so much that we still need to learn, that we still need to understand before we can grow. And most of us, we are there, we're that far of wanting to know things that are so deep, while the easy and simple things that we need to understand are here. You look at when commandment number 4, which says, remember the Sabbath, or the Sabbath. Mm. And then you find, many of us, we don't celebrate Sabbath. Mm. Well, it's part of the commandment. But, heki this festival, heki Easter, heki, you know, but we're missing this one that we need to be practicing every week, that we should know even what it is there for. Kure, even when we go to it, what it is about, you know, what is it made for, and what good does it bring to us? We don't know. We don't understand. If we get to know about it, we just go for the sake of Huloko Fananiba Zalaniba Bawi, and maybe that's it, or Radikereke Nfela, just Fela Hurukinti Sontaha, and not understanding the reason of him saying it's a day of rest, the reason why he created it, the purpose of this Shabbat on its own. You know,
So may Abaya help us too. Absolutely, absolutely. And of course, you can send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Talk to us directly there about the very aspect and issue hypocrisy, the scourge of hypocrisy even amongst us. Amazingly enough, one can say, and this is amazing, one can say there is not much that is taught with regards to this, because everyone has this kind of notion that they say, my Ahi. Mm-hmm. They say, in inverted commas, open quote, I am a work in progress. And undermining the full work of the Hamashiach when he was hung on a tree. And they speak and say, I'm a work in progress, which means I still want to facilitate some of the things in the olden lifestyle, and also exploiting the notion of the grace to a point of saying, well, the Father understands. Father understands. That's the highest form of hypocrisy then. Right, here's another one of hypocrisy. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 10. It says, consent only with foods and drinks, various washings and fleshly ordinances imposed until the time of information. And this is basically referring to the kind of preachings that we hear today. We hear, you know, foods, drinks, clothes, cars, washings, fleshly ordinances.
Mm.
3 steps of doing that, 5 steps of doing that, fleshly ordinances. And, of course, also we hear nothing about the spiritual word that is able to straighten up the conduct of men. Nothing is spoken with regards to that. It's only formulas. And actually, the people who speak the gospel, the true evangelism, have been taken out and replaced by motivational speakers. People would come to speaking to the itching ears.
Ahi, we call it prosperity gospel.
Mm.
Because everyone now wants to be rich, and this is what teaches them to say, you know what? You should be blessed. You shouldn't be poor when only a believer. So therefore, there's things that there's a shortcut that that is taken in not understanding Kure. His word is a seed. It is important. Mm. Now, there's a word called Zion, which refers to the word. Mm. So a Zion in Hebrew is this instrument, like a Swan of Arkipetuan. You know, like that turns the soil. Mm. I forgot the word. So if I was a wilderness, and I start to read the word, mm. this word starts to tend to change me from the person that I was, the person of the flesh, right? To convert me, to try now to understand the things of the spirit. Mm. Right? That is what the word does. And that is why when you read scriptures like Proverbs chapter 3, which speaks that the word she is a healing to the navel and into the bone. Just spending time in his word. Mm. Spending time in his word. So which means everything that is wrong, when we start to spend time and we get to learn this word. And when we get to Deuteronomy chapter 6, Yare, when we go to the when we walk to the wayside, so wherever we go, we are now carrying this word with us. When we sleep, everything that we do, we even practice it for the little ones to can learn. This is how things are done based on the word. So now it means when I'm carrying it in my heart, I didn't leave it behind so that now I do contrary, and. But when I'm carrying it in my heart, I know that so therefore, even the words before I utter them, I have wisdom of what to speak before I even can say it, so that my words must be words that are appropriate, my words must be words that are of warmth and not be a weapon that will hurt another, but they will actually help, guide, or even save the other person. So when I share the beauty of him, the beauty of the Supreme Almighty, then the person feels rest. Mm. They feel love. But now, the churches now, when we start to compete, we go, I used to fellowship go from church, So I used to fellowship go commitment. Now, what happens is that, how would you refer to the rappel and all that? There are people who are coming come out to babang bata ma ka dikoloi wena pula ya nor khalin ga gona motho o reng a ke ene ke tlo motho mo lift, and people are mostly alone in their cars. Wa bana gore what kind of a society are we? So we no ka ba go mora go maybe o tla nna koloi number 15, and then wa itse gore mara motho re tswana le mo kereteng, and taxi rank is far, or just to stop and ask, where are you going? Maybe you are going my direction and all that. You know, these are things that we fail as abazalwane to do. We happen not to care of one another because the kereke are not teaching the word. The kereke are more teaching about prosperity gospel. It's all about, you know, we have this issue here, as you say. So all we're looking for is that, can we be prosperous? I remember I was unemployed, and I had somebody very close in my family who would go and tithe about 4,000 rand a month. Mm. And the reason is because they want a promotion in life, they want to get married, you know, they want this and that, you know. And now a brother or somebody, an uncle, or somebody who's next to you, is in need, who at times, you know, this thing irilata mutu. You know, rebatlona mutu. And when we learn the scripture teaches us, because our Father will tell us even to say how we must look after each other, how we must support one another, but we end up not doing it. Instead, it's all about me. I want to prove a point. I must be the one who's able to give kokereteng the most so that I can be closer to bishop, I can be closer to apostle, I can have him on speed dial. Or you're not gonna be phone and all that. So, you know, when you are not at that level, it's sad, really.
Yeah, it is really sad. Sure, yeah. You know, these are the experiences of hypocrisy that we see practically.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Mapaseka.
Dumelang baruti baka.
Danki.
Ke a le dumedisa ka lebitso la morena.
How? What happened now to Mapaseka? Somebody just went on to the system and did whatever. Mapaseka.
Dumelang baruti baka. Ke dumedisa ka lebitso la morena Jesu Kristo wa Nazareta. Amen.
Thank you, mama.
Ke be ke gopela o botsisa baruti baka hore hantle-hantle ke eng thwena e wisang batho ka kerekeng. Go na le kerekeng o be ke ile go yona. Batho ba kerekeo ka ofela ba ne ba ewa ga moruti a ba rapelela. Be ke gopela lo ke leng jwetse tlhe baruti baka hore a e be ke eng se wisang batho hantle-hantle ka kerekeng.
Sure. Hey, la basututsa na. I think it's a topic for another day. Labasututsana. Unfortunately, we've come to the end of the show. Let's check the spirit that prevails when they do those things. Let's check the spirits, Mama. Check the spirit that prevails when they do those things. If it is not the spirit of the Father, don't believe in it. And the word is telling us to test every spirit. Test every spirit, Mama.
Amen.
To see if it is from the Elohim, Yahuwah. If it is not, run. Move away from such. Have nothing to do with works of darkness. Have nothing to do, but rather expose them. Mayahi, finally, sir, just in a minute, you know, hypocrisy again. We see it, and remember I spoke about inconsistencies, you know. Romans 2:23, you who make boast, who make your boast in the law, do you dishonor the Elohim through breaking the law? You know, inconsistencies, you know. People say, no, we love the word, yet they broke the ordinances of the word. It's inconsistencies that we see much of the time, indicative of hypocrisy. What say you finally?
Absolutely, if we can know the word,
yeah,
it would be easy for us to be able to spot this hypocrisy. Mm. It would be so easy, but now, because we would wait to only do it Sunday if it were later again. But when we start to meditate and read the word, then we get to understand, we get to be able to see, because we know that which he's doing is not scriptural, but it's all a lie, it's all a fake. Because like you say now, the word says, test the spirit. Mm-hmm. So you would know as well, and you would pray in your heart and say, Abba, kikopa o nthuse o ntshe mole. Nna ba bangwe ke ba bona mo ditorong agi ba tsentse mabanta, the safety belt, and. Because it is like you just ask, you want to see, because some others, we went to their churches unknowingly at the time. So you want to know actually what is it about this person. Mm. So may Allah really help us. Ephesians 4:25 says, therefore, put away lying. Let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. So, I'm telling you. So now, if we can stay in the word, it is quite important, because when it turns the soil, it will reveal even the hidden things that you didn't see about this person, that you'd be able to dream, you'd be able to feel otherwise for it. Maybe we'll as you're going there and turn away and say, I'm not going there anymore. And rather meditate on your way and let Abba be the one that guides you. Aman.
Aman, Marachi, thank you so much. Next week, we are talking about sins of today. Next week, we are touching on that. Sins of today. And may the Father bless you abundantly. And Tuda Rabah, my Achi.
Tuda Rabah, my Achi, so much. Tuda Rabah to your family as well.
Yes,
and to every listener,
too.
May Abaya richly bless us until we meet again next week. And also, much blessings and Tuda to Professor Bui in absentia.
Halala.
Halala.
And of course, thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. He teaches us all things. You and I, we are learning together. Shalom.
We are here 24 hours with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.